personnel be advised, there is a test fire down at drop point 4.
So we now have fire on the ground and the burn experiment's underway.
Kevin Hires is a wildland fire scientist at Tall Timbers Research Station.
So we generally recognize now that across the United States, we need more fire, not less. Almost all forested ecosystems, particularly in the southeast or eastern United States, require fire to maintain forest structure, biodiversity, and ecosystem services.
And beyond that, Hires says prescribed burns help to stop the spread of uncontrolled wildfires.
You know, the state of Florida gets as many lightning strikes as any place on earth, and so we have plenty of ignitions between that and the tourism economy. And prescribed fire reduces the fuel load. It keeps the underbrush down.
It also means wildfire fighters can stop the blaze more easily if a wildfire is started. But David Godwin, coordinator for the Southern Fire Exchange, says there's more to learn about prescribed burns. He joined a group of scientists and land managers earlier this year at Tall Timbers.
There's a lot of research currently and historically on wildfires, understanding how wildfires behave and their effects and predicting them and all that sort of thing. But what's really interesting and unique about the group of folks this week is that they're working on trying to understand prescribed fires. And these are the fires that we use.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has launched an investigation to understand how a burn it ordered is linked to a fire that ultimately damaged dozens of homes in Franklin County. In a release, the FWC says it's working to ensure all safety protocols were followed and to check into whether any safety updates are needed. Experts say it will likely be months before a full report on the fire and any contributing factors is available. In the meantime, the agency has suspended its prescribed burn program. But FWC is not the only agency that administers prescribed burns. Last week, the Department of Environmental Protection celebrated an all-time record for the number of prescribed burns it managed this year. DEP conducted more than 390 prescribed burns at 67 state parks. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.